Hi guys.
Welcome back to the Unraveling the World podcast.
So in this week's episode, we wanted to talk about recycling and I wanted to specifically talk about recycling in New Jersey. So first of all, I just want to give a quick fact. So recycling became mandatory in New Jersey since, I think, in 1987. And ever since, even though it's mandatory, there's, especially because in personal life and stuff, I've seen a lot of people are still, like, not, I guess, following it, even though it has been, there's a lot of information about it in the world. I think somewhere that I see this a lot, just to quickly dive in, is in like school, especially because I know that my school, they give out like lunches and stuff, and we have segregated bins. And even though they are segregated, and oftentimes there might be like a piece of paper on top of it showing what needs to be going in it and what can't be, there's still a lot of people who literally just ignore the signs and might still put their like school lunch in the wrong segregated bin. And I think that's just one of the examples of how some people, even though they might be in a environment where there are a lot of people who are trying to, I guess, raise awareness about recycling, there's still a lack of, I guess, understanding about how it could potentially like help our planet in the long run.
Yeah, and touch basing on what you just said about how people in schools don't really recycle properly, even though there are like papers pasted on the garbage bin or on the recycling bin about where what goes. There's actually been like a lot of studies that show that if you put like a recycling can in the corner of a room, more people are likely to kind of ignore those rules. But if it's in the center of the room, it kind of gives off the feeling that everyone around you is kind of watching whether or not you're adhering to those rules. And there's like a lot of studies that show that if it's in the center of the room, more people are willing and more likely to comply with recycling. So a lot of restaurants and a lot of places in the United States have purposefully kind of taken upon this rule to make sure more people are recycling.
Yeah, that's I didn't even know about that, but that's like a really smart way to do. That's a smart thing to do. And I'm not gonna lie, before I kind of did the same thing, like before I really understood. Like I never really properly recycled until I didn't really learn about recycling properly until I'd say I was in middle school. But like I knew other people that would recycle. And the thing is, when no one was around, I kind of didn't recycle properly. But not because I didn't want to. I mean, maybe sometimes it was because I was lazy, but I also was a bit, like, uneducated. And the thing is that nearly 30% of Americans, like, they don't know how to, they kind of don't know about recycling. So, like, I feel like we should do more of, I think we should, like, okay, so I recall that recycling was taught, like, just, like, how to recycle. That was taught in some point, I think, in my elementary school. But even after learning it, like, they taught it, like, they, like, gave, like, a lesson on it. And then I did it for some time, and then, like, I kind of almost forgot about it, even though I'd see recycling bins and stuff. So I feel like if they continued, like, I feel like they should reinforce, like, recycling, like, a bit more. And, like, I know that there are recycling bins that are amazing. Some people, like, don't know about it. And I really feel like we should try, like, schools should do a bit more to help educate, help educate people, because they don't know how to recycle, what to recycle. And oftentimes when they do attempt to recycle, it ends up, you know, the thing is that even if there's a single piece of trash in a recycling, it can't, like, you know, that goes to trash. So, like, all the other plastic, you know, like, that went to waste. So I really feel like if schools made, like, tried to make more of a difference, they can make more of a difference, especially in schools, by reinforcing recycling.
Yeah, I think another thing that I really want to talk about is, I think the point that you mentioned that even if there's like a small piece of trash, like the entire bag is then contaminated and it's going to be unable to like be recycled. And not even that, I think that even though I'm able to see in comparison to like my like parents' generation and ours, is that even though like there has been, I think this generation considers itself very woke on like certain issues and stuff, but I just think it's interesting to see how even though there has been an improvement in kind of learning about the importance of recycling and stuff, I think there's still a lack of I guess action, whether it be in schools or like I've seen also like in temples and stuff. I'm just thinking of this because I went to a temple a couple days ago with my parents, and there were and it was like basically the same situation. It was like segregated bins, and there was just a full, like, people just didn't care where they were throwing what in. And I think that's just something that even though I hate to say it, even I like participated in the sense in it, because like I saw everyone else doing it, and once I saw like people were throwing trash into the recycling bin, it just didn't make sense. It like, and the other one was full. I think once one person does it, it's like everyone kind of falls into a trap of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, another thing that I wanted to talk about is, I guess when we think about recycling, obviously there are environmental like pros that come with it, like less pollution and stuff like that, and all the money. But another thing that I wanted to talk about is the positive effect that it can have on economy, because like when I was researching on recycling and stuff like that, it said that like the recycling industry in general gets in almost $117 billion into America annually. And I think that's just interesting because there's a new wave of recycling, it has an increased payroll, and also it creates several more jobs within like the trash, several trash companies in the States and stuff. And I just think that's an important and interesting factor to think about of recycling, because even though there has been there are a lot of people who are not following the rules with recycling, there is a positive that comes out of it, which is like there's a lot of people who have a job that might not have existed like 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, I also wanted to talk about how someone mentioned the idea of how education is important, and I agree with that. Like, increasing education on recycling is definitely like the first step that needs to be taken to kind of addressing the general problem. But I also think that there could be a lot of new changes that could be made within the laws in our country to address recycling, because there's a lot of countries in the world that are addressing the problems with recycling way better than the United States is doing. Like, Germany is the number one country for recycling. Like, they have a lot of strict rules and regulations, but there are a lot of like results and outcomes that show why Germany is the number one country when it comes to efficiently recycling. So in Germany, they have like 6 different cans, and there's a lot of different separation between what goes in which can. And, you know, in the United States, we have 3 different cans, but in Germany, there's a lot of different policies in terms of only allowing to dispose bottles in one place or trays in another one. And having like these, like having 6 different baskets might seem like a lot of kind of work into figuring out where goes where, but because Germany has a lot of like clean and a lot of clear rules, it's very easy for the people of the country to kind of abide by those rules. And I think the United States should kind of take on those policies, or kind of use Germany as a form of inspiration to kind of address recycling issues.
Yeah, like the thing you just said about Germany having 6 different types of recycling, That, okay, so at first I was like, I was just thinking about, I didn't even know about it again until you told me, but based on what I do know is that we obviously like struggle with what to put in recycling and whatnot. Like, I didn't even know for the longest time that cardboard goes into recycling or glass goes into recycling. Like, I thought that was trash. But yeah, for sure. I think Germany has something like called the Green Dot System, and basically like manufacturers, they have to pay for a green dot on their products. So like the more the packaging there is, the higher the fee. Because what happens is this causes there to be less paper, like thinner glass and less metal in general being used. So therefore there's like less garbage to be recycled. And ever since they started this, like they saved over like a million tons less of garbage than normal every year. So like I do agree that recycling in Germany like is definitely better than recycling here. And I also think that we could, like, us Americans, like, not just us, like, I think the government could definitely do more, like I was saying before, in schools and stuff, but not just schools, like, we should definitely, I mean, we have been doing more, like, New Jersey, like, a year ago, we started, this doesn't really relate to recycling, it kind of relates to the environment, but we don't use plastic bags anymore, which is, like, really good. I know that doesn't relate to, like, recycling, but I'm...
No, but I think that, like, promotes recycling because of, like, reusable bags and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, just to talk about that, yeah, I was gonna actually bring up, like, Plastic Ban in New Jersey that took place, that got enforced on May 2022. I think that actually, like, instead of, like... I think it's so important to look at other countries, but sometimes, like, I think... New Jersey, what they did about like plastic ban was so important, because like I feel like it's obviously it's more environmental related, but I think it forces everyone to kind of get the practice of recycling and reusing bags into their everyday life. Like, this is random, but like especially for wholesale stores like Costco and stuff, they have been constantly using, like, I don't know if you guys know, like, those big, like, carton boxes instead of, like, plastic for so long. And I think that's so interesting because, like, they never had the habit of using, like, plastic bags. And I think it's, like, small things like this where even other stores, now we've invested in, like, reusable bags where it was just, like, that was not something that happened earlier. And I think it's like small actions like this can have like such a great impact, because that simple, like that simple of a thing of to like ban plastic bags has had a positive impact on the economy for in the past year. And another thing was that, like, I think eliminating like plastic bag reduces cost of goods, because stores don't have to factor in like the money that they spend on the plastic and stuff, and now like you have the option to purchase their bag if they have like a paper bag or something. And I just think it's like interesting because like I think for several actions, like the positive actions in society, there's often like a negative thing that comes out of humans in the sense that, like, for this situation more specifically, like humans, for them to like stop recycling, obviously they're helping their planet, but also like it can have smaller positive benefits. Like, it can reduce the cost of the items that they buy, and also it stimulates so many jobs in America, which is gonna in turn boost the economy, which is obviously a good thing. And yeah, I think I just wanted to touch on that, which because of how great of a positive impact it can bring to us.
Wait, so did you say that that people can buy plastic bags, like they have to pay for plastic bags now?
No, I said that wrong. You know how like
they have to buy buy actual bags now.
Yeah. Like, I meant paper bags. Like, you have to, like, it's like I was in the mall with my friend the other day, and it's like you have to pay like 10 cents for like a paper bag basically, like, but I think even monetizing that causes people to like think twice, and they'd rather like just hold their item and just put it in another bag of theirs instead of just like getting bags for like free, you know. And yeah. I add that because it's like, because even though it doesn't have like a, even though it's not such a, it's not like a law or like a bill or something, it's just smaller like actions that are implemented that like I think inverse like change the way we think. Like we're like, oh okay, I'll just take this item and just put it in a previous item's bag or something like that instead of just getting a whole new bag, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I know that we talked a lot about Germany, so I was wondering what you guys thought about if the United States were to adopt like the green dot system, which is like, you know, if they do use more plastic or if they manufacture products with more plastic, that kind of impacts the amount of money that they have to put and how they kind of advertise their product.
Wait, can you explain a bit on the green dot system?
Yeah, so basically the green dot system is like one of the most successful kind of things that Germany has done to, you know, combat recycling problems.
Yeah.
So it's basically like the more packaging is, the more packaging that there is on a product, the higher the manufacturer has to pay like for a fee. So they have to pay for a green dot on their products if they're paying for a higher fee. So it kind of is a way of consumers to know how much plastic someone is, you know, putting into their products and whether or not they want to contribute to buying this product or not.
Yeah. I feel like it could actually end up having like a, I'm not really sure how I feel about it, because like I feel like if it's already manufactured and it's already here, like there's nothing you're doing, like if you choose not to buy, there's nothing you're doing to like, I guess, stop the negative environmental effect that it had on the world already. So like, but I do think it reduces like the number of consumers that choose to participate in like the manufacturer who's like contributing. But I think it's important I do think it should be implemented. And the reason why is because I think it can make consumers more aware of what they're choosing to consume in. And but I also think there might be people who are just fully unaware of the green dot, and it might just go over their head. So I think it should, like, I feel like if it does get implemented in America, there should be a lot of like awareness on the green dot, and it should be trademarked like in a negative way, so people are like, oh, like they can stay away from it. Similarly to like a lot of like brands have like that animal cruelty like bunny thing, and I think that could, I mean, if a brand doesn't have it, it's like, oh, they probably test on animals, so like, and it's like a negative thing. So I think that could be in the same way as the animal cruelty logo.
I was gonna say the opposite of what Ishani said, but after what she said about Germany, she's actually right. Germany is one of the, like, it's inarguably the world's manufacturing powerhouse, you know, and Asia too. But like, we actually, like Americans ourselves, I don't know how much we I mean, we do manufacture some things, but definitely nothing compared to like Germany and again like Asia and stuff. So I would have to agree with like literally exactly with what Ishani just said. I don't really know how effective it would be. I mean, I'm sure it would have benefits, of course, but same as Ishani.
Yeah. Do you think it should be adopted in America?
I think that there have been studies in Germany that it has been proved to be successful. You know, hearing about the system itself, I would, in on initial like thought, I would have thought that it wouldn't have had any effect, because it's literally just a sticker on a product. Like, how would that impact you know, a whole country, but seeing that they're like one of the, like, they are the best country in terms of recycling, and they, like, more than 70% of their products go towards recycling efficiently, and the United States is far behind that. I think that if there are studies proving that it works, I think maybe the United States should consider adopting it if it's proved successful.
Yeah, and I think we covered several topics regarding to recycling. Did you guys have anything to add?
I think maybe just, if you can, you should do a bit of research of what goes into, like, what really does go into the recycling bin and what doesn't if you live in the United States. Yeah. Because it actually does make a difference, like, you know, we don't do it, like, the recycling bins aren't there for, like, for no reason. Like, it does make a difference, and, like, it makes an over time, if you start recycling now, like, in I don't know how many years you have left to live, but, like, but, like, it does make a difference. So I would just say, do your research on what goes into recycling and what doesn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I think that that basically covers it, and, yeah, I hope we see you guys next in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.